Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 2. It says, you do not have because you do not ask God. My dear brothers and sisters, many of your failures result from a failure to pray. As we examine our mistakes, we discover a forsaken prayer altar and an unopened Bible. James beautifully bottom lines it. He says, you do not have because you do not ask God. And one Christian leader writes, as a burned out, frustrated young Christian, I realized one day that living in my own strength was useless. I needed to take my problems to God. In other words, I needed to pray more. Found in Matthew 7:7, Jesus tells us, keep on asking and it will be given you. Keep on seeking and you will find. Keep on knocking reverently and the door will be opened to you. This is the Amplified Version, right? Sometimes it is only when we reach the end of our rope that we turn to God in prayer. And even then, when our prayers are not instantly answered, we give up. My dear brothers and sisters, over and over in Scripture, we are told to wait on God. Why? Because while we are waiting, God is working. Sometimes he is working on the thing we have asked him for. Other times he is working on us. In such times, he may be correcting our desires and attitudes or directing us towards his will. Don't just pray, pray persistently. Amen. Don't just pray, pray persistently. Don't stress out trying to make things happen on your own. Give it all to God as you pray. Remember, he has promised that when you seek him with all your heart, you will find him, right? And also see Jeremiah 29:13. So my dear brothers and sisters, put your heart into your praying, wait quietly in God's presence and let him speak to you. You will be delightfully surprised at how he answers your prayers. When he answers your prayers, do not fail to testify of his goodness and his grace and his blessings upon your life. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you, Lord. We praise you. We bless you. We love you, we worship you, we adore you, we magnify you, and we give you the praise. Lord, I pray that Father, like fish without water cannot survive, it is so with every believer that without prayer cannot survive. Lord, I pray, give us that grace, O Father God, to pray. Give us the grace to pray without ceasing. Lord, to pray always, everywhere. Lord God Almighty, O Father God, I pray the Lord, in our good times, in our bad times, in our ugly times, we will pray. In our storms, we will pray. Lord, in our mountaintops, we will pray. In our valleys, we will pray. Give us that grace, O Father. Lord, your spirit of intercession and your spirit of prayer will rest upon each and every one of us in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, Lord, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I pray the Lord, your Holy Ghost will fill them up. And Lord God Almighty, they will, O Father, be in a constant and a, Lord, consistent communion with you throughout the day. And I pray that you will bless them, keep them from all evil, flourish and prosper them. Lord, lift them up because they are your heritage. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I rebuke every manner of sickness from their lives. I send forth your word of healing to be their portion in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, I speak your blessings to overflow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that your name alone will be lifted high and be glorified. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.